The college football season begins next week, and the Auburn Tigers start off the year ranked number 4 in the country. That's according to the Associated Press poll. And in addition to pressure to perform on the field, the team faces allegations of academic irregularities. The New York Times has reported that students at the Alabama University, including athletes, got good grades without doing much work. NPR's Kathy Law reports.
Being a whistleblower at a top football university is tough. Fans don't want to hear about academic problems that could hurt the team or lead to NCAA sanctions. But Professor James Gundlach, who teaches in the sociology department, decided to speak up after he noticed several football players were taking his major. But Gundlach didn't even know them because they'd never been to a class.
Then I looked at it and I discovered that Dr. Petey was essentially offering the entire sociology major in a directed readings format to a variety of well over 100 students.
Thomas Petey was Gundlach's boss, the head of the sociology department. Gundlach says it was clear the directed readings or independent study format was a way to get around going to classes and doing the work required for them.
It was just a mechanism by which people were getting very good grades for doing, in some cases, no discernible work.
Gundlach found that starting in the fall of 2004, Petey was teaching 152 students, both athletes and non-athletes, in directed studies, and 120 students the next semester doing the work of more than 3 full-time professors. On top of that, Petey was handing out high grades. Listen to what one student told Gundlach.
And he said the rule was, if you turned in something, you got an A. If you turned in nothing, you got a B. He was complaining about him having to work so hard in regular classes to get grades when other people he knew, his friends, were able to get credit for the same class for essentially doing nothing.
Since the New York Times story broke in July, Auburn University responded with an internal investigation. Although it's still ongoing, interim president Ed Richardson cleared the athletic department of all wrongdoing at a news conference earlier this month.
This is clearly an academic problem for Auburn University. I believe that athletics was infused into this discussion to provide a sufficient traction to make it newsworthy.
The problems were reported in both the sociology and adult education departments, but Richardson stressed it's an academic problem because only 18% of the students enrolled in these courses were athletes, and only 7.5% of those were football players.
Go to work. Get your out of here. That's the worst shit I've ever seen.
Jog it back, man. Come on.
On the field at an Auburn Tigers practice, defensive coach Don Dunn tries to persuade linemen to hit their target a little harder. The team is ranked number 4 in this year's AP College Football poll. Many have high hopes for an SEC championship, perhaps even a national championship. Neither coach Tommy Tuberville nor the team spokesman would comment on the investigation. Current football players have been shielded from reporters' questions as well. Former Auburn running back Carnell Cadillac Williams, who now plays professionally for Tampa Bay, appeared on ESPN saying he did nothing wrong. On campus outside the Haley Center in the shadow of the football stadium, some students say it's important that the football program be cleared. Joseph Simpson is a junior here.
Football is that one sport that generates pretty much all the pride for the university. When you come and this is your school, there's God around here. You know, that's what we have right now. So it's definitely something that we hope doesn't become a serious issue.
Most of the students say they don't worry too much about athletes getting preferential treatment. After all, they say football players do a lot for the school, and they note they bring in most of the money. Mary Beth Allison is a junior from Montgomery.
I don't think it's a good thing that it happened. I mean, I certainly don't agree with it, but I think that it would be sad if people looked at Auburn worse than other schools because of it.
Yeah.
And because I'm sure that it happens at a lot of schools.
Auburn was already on probation in 2003 for inappropriate management of its board, but because both athletes and non-athletes got the benefit of the directed reading courses, it's difficult to tell if there was any violation. Ray Melick is a sports columnist for the Birmingham News.
If the academic advisor sent football players there to pick up some easy grades,
because everybody was doing it, it's all right. The problem becomes if they already knew or had an agreement with the professors over there, hey, we're sending you some football players, make sure that, you know, they get what they need to stay eligible. That's where the NCAA has a problem. There's no evidence that that happened, but, you know, we don't know. And that's the problem that you find, too, with a self-study. How likely are you to find yourself guilty of something when there's millions of dollars at stake? I don't know.
In his 10-acre backyard, 30 miles south of Auburn, whistleblower James Gundlach talks about the more than 100 hate emails he's received.
What they're saying is, we know we're cheating, and anybody who points out that we're cheating deserves to be trampled down, punished, hurt, die. Nobody's threatened to kill me, but people have said they wished I would die. There are people out there who will violently defend their team's right to cheat. And that's a very sad commentary.
Auburn already announced changes to the directed readings program in both the sociology and adult education departments, and both department heads have resigned. The school's internal investigation is expected to be finished by the end of the month, just in time for the Auburn Tigers to kick off their football season against Washington State on the first Saturday in September. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.